if we look at the prakim that describe the building of the kelim, it generally introduces the building of each kli with the word v'asita, you speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, and obviously Moshe won't be the one to make it, but Moshe is addressed as an individual. The exception is the Aron HaKodesh, Perek Chaf Hei Pasuk Yud, where it says v'yasu, plural, v'yasu Aron Atzei Shitim. The question is, why is this phrase used? The Medrash Rabbah asks, Mipnei ma b'chol ha'kelim ha'il ha'ksiv v'asita, u'v'yaron k'tiv v'yasu Aron. The Medrash quotes Rav Yehuda ben Rav Shalom, who says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching us a very important lesson. Yavo ha'kol v'yasku ba'aron. Everyone should be involved in building the Aron k'dei she'yisku kulam la'Torah, so that everyone can be zocha to Torah. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai goes on to explain that there are three k'tarim, three ways that people can crown themselves. The Keter of Malchut, the Keter of Kahuna, and the Keter of Torah. The Malchut is represented by the Shulchan, the Kahuna by the Mizbeach, and the Torah by the Aron. But here in particular, it says v'yasu, because everyone should have a chelik in it. The Medrash concludes by saying, l'lamedcha sheketer Torah me'ula yoter mikulan. It's greater than the rest of them, because it says zeres of zahav in a special way. When a person achieves Torah, they achieve everything. They achieve the height. Meaning, as the Rambam elaborates in Hilchot Tamat Torah Perek Gimel, the other crowns, Malchut and Kehuna, have already been taken by Beit David and by Aaron's family. But Torah is something that's there for all of us. Lashon of the Rambam, Perek Gimel Lach Aleph, Keter Torah harei munach v'omid u'muchan l'chol Yisrael, shenemar Torah tziva lanu Moshe Marashah ki'ilat Yaakov, kol mi sheyirtze yavo v'yito. Anyone can take it, assuming they want it enough and are willing to invest in accomplishing it and achieving it. And as the Medrash says, we shouldn't think that the Keter that's left for all to take is less than the other two, than Malchut and Kahuna. The Zer Zahav shows us that Keter Torah, gadol mishnehem, it's the highest, it's the greatest, and it's available to all of us. And the Rambam goes on to explain that this is why a Mamzer Talmud Chacham gets the Aliyah before a Kohen Gadol Amaretz, because Yekari Himi Pninim, even the Kohen Gadol is Nichnas Lifnai V'Lifnim. And the Chagim of the Rambam continues, Ein Lecha Mitzvah B'chol HaMitzvahs Kulan, Shishkula Kineged Talmud Torah, Ela Talmud Torah. The only thing equal to Talmud Torah is Talmud Torah itself. And this is a very powerful notion that's available to everyone to achieve the greatest. And that's the democratic notion of Judaism, that any Jew can achieve the highest heights if you yirtze, yavo v'yito. May we want it and take it.